Chapter 6. Sometimes You Need a Thing, from the young adult novel Mosquitoland by David Arnold. Arlene, with her wooden box and assorted bouquet of early bird aromas, and I, with my thoughts bent on the motivations of evil stepmothers, sit by the side of I-55, watching the Greyhound shake. Carl, after a hasty pullover, directed us off the bus, then waded shin-deep into what must be a week's worth of sewage. I stick my journal in my backpack and dare a glance around. My fellow passengers aren't staring daggers at me. They're staring scimitars. A trendy family of four in matching polos, a painfully ugly blonde standing at least 6'6", two Japanese men in heated argument, Jabba the Gut, his face in starry sci-fi, the juvenile Brits, a little kid who looks like a Tolkien character, Poncho Man, and dozens of others, jabbering on cell phones, murmuring under their breath, each of them pissed at me for interrupting their super important journey to wherever. My epiglottis flutters. Carl is unaware of the great blinding eclipse, unaware of my solar retinopathy, but he lights a cigarette, takes a drag, and points to the sign above the sink. Read that for me, will you? Relieved, I read the sign aloud. Use trash can for paper towels and feminine products. Do not flush. You notice these last three words? He sticks the cigarette out the window, taps off the ashes, and takes another puff. They're big and bold, ain't they? So I'm forced to ask, you blind? In the movie of my life, I flick that cigarette out of his mouth and educate him on the effects of secondhand smoke. Also, how to be nice. Carl is played by Samuel L. Jackson, and I, of course, am played by Madam Kate Winslet. Okay, Zoe Deschanel, then. Fine. A young Ellen Page. I'm not blind, I say. He nods, takes one last drag, and tosses the stub out the window, thus confirming my suspicions. Not all Carls are created equal. After stubbing the mops into a pygmy closet, he leaves me alone in the bathroom. I stare at my face in the tiny mirror and wish a thousand things. I wish we'd never left Ashland. I wish my mom wasn't sick. I wish we hadn't gone to Denny's that day. I wish Kathy would jump off a cliff. I wish I hadn't thrown away those letters. I wish I hadn't squandered my proof. I wish I had a tangible, I don't know what, thing. I was wishing were enough, but it's not. Sometimes you need a thing.